The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey, folks. I'm talking to Ricky Skaggs. Seriously, look, he's right here. Ricky, welcome. I'm so happy you could be with us in the studio.
Yes.
With your mandolin, with or without your mandolin, but even better with your mandolin. I want to talk to you a little about your faith. Mm-hmm. And you grew up, obviously, you said your father would set you up on the pulpit mm-hmm. when you were like five. So you grew up very much in the church.
Mm-hmm. I did. Foot washing Baptist, you know, is what we were, Free Will Baptist. And it was just a beautiful thing to grow up like that, you know, and preacher would get up and say, has anybody got a word or a testimony? Well, here the testimonies would start, you know.
So wait, the Baptist would think that somebody could get a word? That sounds more Pentecostal.
Well, it wasn't like a word of prophecy. It was like you got a word to say, or do you have something to say, or give your testimony?
Okay.
And so these precious old women of the faith would get up and talk about their son coming to Jesus, you know, and that they'd prayed for him for years, an alcoholic, and God has delivered him, and stuff like that, you know, and just beautiful, beautiful things, you know. And when they prayed, they all prayed together. And boy, you talk about something that will run the chills up your back is to hear, you know, 75 people in a little small wooden church, you know, just praying to God, just going after it. You know, some of the old men up at the altar just going after it, you know, with the Lord and praying, you know, all at the same time, you know, and that's the way I grew up.
So you grew up right in the middle of this. But, you know, a lot of people talk about, well, I grew up singing in the church, but then they go on to have kind of a secular career that's extra secular. You know, they really move away from those roots. It doesn't sound like you ever did.
No, no, sir.
You always believed in Jesus.
Yeah.
There wasn't even 5 minutes when you were, you know, on a crack binge or something. This is the place to confess these things, brother.
I realize. I've had experiences with the Lord where, Sharon and I both, you know, when we got married, we both had come from a divorced background. She didn't have any kids. I did. I had two older children. But we dedicated our lives to the Lord from that moment on when we got married. And I had recommitted my faith, you know, to Jesus. And I wasn't baptized when I went to the altar when I was 13 years old. I wasn't baptized after that. And not that baptism
saves you. Wait a minute.
You.
Go back. You, yeah. When you went to the altar at 13, so you at age
13, yeah.
You made a profession of faith. But, I mean, I get the impression you believed before that, but that for some reason at age 13.
Well, I knew that I wasn't saved. I couldn't get to heaven just because of my mom and dad's goodness. You know, God has no grandchildren in heaven. That's all his kids.
That's right.
You know, and so we all come and have our own relationship with Jesus. And I knew I needed that, you know, and I knew that I needed my sins to be forgiven, you know. And but, you know, we got baptized in the Holy Spirit, you know, a few years after we got married. We knew that there was more. We knew that it was more than just a Baptist, you know, coming to faith. That there was a, you know, John the Baptist talked about Jesus would baptize you with water and fire, you know, And so we always wondered what that fire was, you know, and that we wanted, you know, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you know. And
I mean, a lot of people listening don't even know what that is. And I, you know, I came to faith around my 25th birthday, and I pretty quickly got the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, so to me, I was speaking in tongues and believing in the baptism of the Holy Spirit and all of that stuff immediately. But there are a lot of people that they think, well, that's a little odd, or that's maybe extra credit Christianity. I'm not into that stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's I say it's the full package, but, you know, Jesus is always the full package. He brings everything with him. You know, he brings the bread and the wine when he comes to dinner, you know, in Revelation. You know, not only is he the wine, you know, and is he the bread of life, but he brings it with you, with him when he comes in to have dinner. You know, to said, if you'll open the door to me, I'll come in and sup. You know, and so he's all of that. You know, and we need all of him. You know, we don't just need. I don't want to have anything hidden from the Lord, because you can't hide anything from the Lord. And so, you know, I really believe in communion, you know, with the Lord every day, you know, and there's just something about it, you know, that's very, very special, that time just to sit and have time with the Lord, you know, and just have communion with him, you know.
Well, you, I guess, you know, again, when we think about country music, it's a very faith-friendly world. Obviously, Johnny Cash was a very serious believer in Jesus and got it. And one of the things that I hated about the film, the only thing I hated about the film Walk the Line was that it completely left out how he gets pulled out of the hell of drugs and alcohol. Yeah. It was Jesus.
Yes, it was.
And it was his wife praying for him and leading him along that.
And her dad.
And in other words, that's the heart of the story, folks. If you want to know how Johnny Cash survived and lived and had a career, it's because of Jesus. And when they leave that out, I think to myself, Hollywood tends to do this. We live in a secular culture that secularizes everything. Mm-hmm. And you think that doesn't make any sense, because there is no story without that part of the story.
That's right.
And and of course, you knew him personally, as you said earlier, so you knew this was real. I mean, I heard Billy Graham speak in Central Park, I think it was 1990, and up on the stage, here comes Johnny Cash. Yep. And so I think a lot of people that they forget that a lot of these icons, these American icons, love Jesus, and Johnny was one of them.
He was.
But so many, I'm just fascinated by how that runs all through, country music. You can't turn around without bumping into somebody who believes. Yeah. And there's different, you know, different levels of belief. But I think I told you over the phone the story. I was in the Berlin Zoo, in the hippo house in the Berlin Zoo. It's like I'm making this up. And this is about four or five years ago. And I'm looking for the hippos, can't find the hippos. And I turn around, and there's a guy who thinks he's disguised standing there. But I knew who it was, and it was Kris Kristofferson standing there, this legend of legends or whatever. And anyway, I was honored to meet him. But a few days later, a friend of mine sent me Kris Kristofferson telling his story of being drugged, to use your language, being drugged into a church and having an experience with God that was so profound that he wrote that classic song, Why Me, Lord, which George Jones sang about. But I mean, people need to know that a lot of these folks that they think, well, so-and-so's a legend, he's like, he knows Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. And my friend Connie Smith took him to church. You know, they'd had a friendship, and she loved his songwriting.
And Connie Smith is the one who's married to Marty Stewart.
Yep.
Okay.
Another dear friend.
Yeah.
Yep. But, that was, you know, and I had, I used to host a television show from the Ryman for CMT, and with every guest in every show, we would go down on the steps of the stage there and sit and just talk a little bit and bring a guitar or something, have a little guitar pull kind of thing, and just talk about the Ryman, talk about how special it was, you know, and he talks about that story, you know, about him going to Jimmy Snow's church.
Look, he's talked about it a few times. I've seen him talk about it a few times. I think he talks about it on the Ken Burns series. Yeah. And I just thought, this is an amazing story because it leads to a glorious song. I mean, a song that is so beautiful and moving. Yeah. When we come back, I'm going to continue my conversation with Ricky Skaggs, and he is going to continue the conversation with me. Don't go away. Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful at lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Just the other night, I was asked that question. Well, the owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. And the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients, and each one of them helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. That's the point. So approaching from four different angles may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. If you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it'll work for you. It has worked for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. I'm one of them. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference. In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. Welcome back. We're talking to Ricky Skaggs, the musical legend. Not some other Ricky Skaggs, because there's hundreds of them out there.
Yeah.
But you're the musician, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can tell by the mandolin
right.
That's attached to you.
Yep.
We were just talking about Kris Kristofferson telling the story of how he came to faith, and you said your friend Connie
Smith
took him to church, and he had – there's no way other way to describe it. He had a supernatural experience. There's no other way to describe it.
Yeah, and it's stayed with him. He's never rejected it, you know. A lot of people get so judged by Christian people when they get out in the marketplace, you know, and do things. You know, B.J. Thomas is a prime example. You know, he came to know Jesus, and, you know, he wanted to do some gospel songs in his show. And people would, you know, stand up and say, raindrops keep falling on my head, you know, and these other things, you know, that he had out. And, you know, he did a gospel record and, you know, and they just dogged him, you know. And I tell you, I'm sorry, but the church sometimes just butchers people because they want them to come into their world when the Lord is trying to get us out of the church into the marketplace where the 9-to-5ers live and where they work and where they need to hear truth, you know. And that's why I do what I do. And that's one of the main reasons I came back to bluegrass, because I knew if I play bluegrass, it's like gospel music is so accepted in the bluegrass circles, you know. And I know that we can share from the stage, you know, our faith, and we're not going to get, you know, people, you know, throwing rocks at us and, you know, that kind of thing. So It's a great thing. We need to be out of the church. Jesus told me a long time ago, and actually I got a picture I'm going to send to you sometime. I was going to do it before I got up here, but it's a picture of my dad holding me in the churchyard. Okay, in the field. Okay,
so you're very, very, very little,
like a year old.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and the church house is behind me. Dad's out in the yard, and he's holding me in the churchyard. And the Lord told me many years ago, said that your ministry would be in the world, but not of it, of the church, but not in it. And at 1 year old, he gives a witness of my future right there. There I'm in a field, you know, I'm not in the church. I'm in a field, and that doesn't mean that I can't go to church and do go to church. I do. I love the church. But what I love better is taking the church with me when I go out to
excuse me. That's the whole point of the church, right?
Yes.
We're supposed to get filled up in the church and then take the church, which is to say we are the church, out of the church into the whole world.
That's right.
And, yeah, you're singing my song when you say that, not literally, but it's just such an important idea. And listen, there have always been holier-than-thou biddies in the male version of the biddies who will criticize someone for, you know, going secular or being secular because they have – it's called bad theology. They do not understand anything. You know, it's like saying, well, is that tree a Christian tree? Has that tree been baptized? I mean, everything that is good is of God and points to God. And so they're the people with really bad theology, and most of them are in the church.
And a lot of times, you know, when people interview me or something, they'll say, isn't it really hard to be it must be really hard to be a Christian, keep your Christian principles, and go out into beer joints and casinos.
To work amongst all those devil worshipers, I think that's what they're trying to say.
And I said, well, it's no harder than being a pastor. And I said, there's temptations everywhere. So you just got to make up in your mind that you're going to take the gospel out and, you know, and take it out to where people really need to hear it. You know, you can't stay isolated in the church because that's where people hide. It's where people... You know, I mean, God bless the church. We need to hear good preaching, but we don't need to hear, a self-help message.
Well, people make it sound, people like that, make it sound like hearing a song like Ruby, Oh Ruby, it's not, I should be listening only to Christian music. And you think to yourself, what do you mean by that? Anything that is good or true or beautiful points to the source of goodness and truth and beauty. There's no way around that. So to try to say, you know, when Larry Norman said, why does the devil have all the good music? The point is he doesn't.
That's right.
He doesn't. That's a lie.
That is a lie.
And so when people say if it's praise and worship, it's Christian music. And if it's not, I always bring up the example of Master and the Musician, which was an instrumental by Phil Kagi, instrumental album.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny because there are no Christian lyrics, you'd say, well, is Phil Kagi still playing Christian music? Yeah. It's kind of funny because it makes you realize it's just those are not God's categories. Yeah. Those are man's categories.
Yeah.
So you're friends with some friends of mine. We mentioned Chris Reed, who's at Morningstar, and Rick Joyner, and Dutch Sheets, and people who are in the prophetic and that kind of thing. When did you veer into that world? Because there are a lot of believers that they're either unaware of that world or they're suspicious or even hostile toward it.
Sharon and I got to go to Lagos, Nigeria on a pastor's conference retreat, and we were kind of going to, you know, supply the music, you know, when we got there. And so Mahesh Chavda was over there, and he was holding services at night after the pastor conferences would be over in the daytime. It was for all these, you know, Nigerian pastors that would come and hear teaching by, you know, some American guys, pastors. And anyway, I met Mahesh while we were over there, and he told me about a conference that he was going to be going to in Kansas City. And so I wanted to go to that conference in Kansas City. Some friends of ours had given us a bunch of cassette tapes of a bunch of the Kansas City guys up there, and Bob Jones was one of the people that was up there.
So Paul this Kane is the 80s or 90s?
It's the 80s, uh-huh, 80s. Early 80s.
Yeah.
And so anyway, we go up there, and I meet Bob, and then I meet Rick, and it would take me 30 minutes to tell you all the things that happened while Bob said, well, I want you to go up to the green room up there after we get done. Said, I want to pray for you, you know. So he started praying and prophesying, and it was amazing. And then I got to meet Francis Frangipane. I met, James Ryle. I met all these people that were associated with Kansas City Fellowship.
I was about a year and a half ago, Mike Bickle invited me and some others there. And it's an amazing thing because we live in a world where most people, even in the church, are unaware of some of the most amazing things that God is doing.
Yes.
So I always feel like it's part of my mission to kind of help get that information out to a larger audience.
Yes.
Because the prayer room alone, in Kansas City, at Kansas City Fellowship, right? I don't remember what they called the church there. I always forget the name of the church there. But anyway, that Mike Bickle has overseen. It's a prayer room that for decades has been 24/7 nonstop praying and worshiping.
Bob Jones prophesied that to Mike Bickle, that it would happen.
He prophesied it to Mike Bickle before Mike Bickle even believed in any of this stuff. That's what I find so funny.
Yeah.
It's like he prophesied it, and Mike Bickle at the time, young man, thinking, this guy's nuts. What do I make of this guy? And Paul Kane, and you know, all this crazy. You just say, this is crazy stuff, except it's real.
Yeah, and Bob also said that people, young people, would be watching things that would come out of Kansas City Fellowship all over the world. And he saw little handheld televisions.
Right.
You know, had no idea. That's before iPhones any kind of thing was even
this
invented.
Is decades
yes.
before the iPhone, he just saw a vision of this.
Yes.
I think we have 1 minute left in this segment. I want to make sure. It's just interesting because we all know that there are abuses in every direction, and so we have to have wisdom. But at the same time, it's a pity when we miss out on certain things.
Yeah.
And I was glad to hear that you knew some of these friends of mine and that you're into this stuff. Because
still
the
willing
Lord,
to talk to me.
The Lord is alive. What?
And you were still willing to have me on.
And I'm still willing to talk to you, yeah. No, but it's just interesting because I think that God is at work now, and he's particularly at work in this way right now. And because in some ways the darkness is getting darker, and so the light is getting lighter.
Yeah.
And we have to be aware of that. Now, when we come back, will you pick a little bit more on that mandolin? Because I was told you knew how to play it.
Oh.
Well, maybe we'll discuss that.
Would you buy my lunch?
We'll discuss that on the break, and I'm going to take up an offering. We'll be right back.
Okay.
That you meant the world to me, but like a fool, I stood and watched you go. Now I'm crying my heart out over you. Close your eyes now.
As hard as it may be for us to comprehend here in America, there are people in other parts of the world whose very lives are being threatened simply for believing in Jesus. In fact, people are being enslaved for their faith. Some have been in bondage for 25 or 30 years. If you've been listening for any period of time, you know I'm passionate about the work of Christian Solidarity International, a ministry that sets these captives free. There are hundreds of thousands persecuted and enslaved in the Middle East. Together, we can literally buy their freedom and save the lives of some precious brothers and sisters this Christmas, giving them the joy and hope that we celebrate freely. For only $250, you can provide life-saving aid this Christmas. You can buy a believer's freedom and provide them with much-needed food, a goat, and other goods necessary for their very survival. These are brothers and sisters who are enslaved and fearing for their lives. Just $250. Maybe you can give more, maybe a portion. Every gift helps. Imagine buying a fellow believer's freedom. Call 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522. Christian Solidarity, providing life-saving resources for persecuted Christians for almost 40 years. 888-253-3522 or metaxastalk.com and click on the Christian Solidarity banner. Give someone the gift of their freedom for Christmas. Thank you. It's hard to grasp why anyone would keep voting for record inflation, skyrocketing crime, and an open border. Likewise, why would anyone keep funding the left by sticking with the big carriers? Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, and they want to make it easy for you to try their service. Give them 60 days to show you why I trust them. Right now, when you try Patriot Mobile for 2 months, get your third month free, plus get free activation. They offer nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks and use the same towers as all three of the major carriers. So you get the same great service while supporting a company that's fighting to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Eric or call their 100% U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. If you're fed up with woke companies that don't care about your values, support a company that does. Make the switch today and get a free month of service plus free activation. PatriotMobile.com/Eric. That's PatriotMobile.com/Eric or call 972-PATRIOT. Folks, I'm talking to Ricky Skaggs, and it turns out that he's quite an instrumentalist because there's an instrument right there. Now, Ricky, we're talking before. The thing, the joy to me of talking to you, because it just brings back when I think of how much music has blessed me to my bones over the years and, you know, various genres. I was talking to you about Supertramp the other day. And, you know, there's so many different kinds of music that God uses, a lot of secular music, but the beauty of it is from Him. It's from His throne, whether people realize it or not. And we were talking earlier about the song that Kris Kristofferson wrote, "Why Me, Lord," right?
Yeah.
And I thought, this is the most beautiful song I've ever heard. And then George Jones sings it, and I thought, I didn't think it could get kicked up a notch or whatever. But, you know, I don't know that this side of glory we will ever figure out what it is about music that does something. But to me, it's there is no question that we're made in God's image, because when we make music, there is just something ineffable, to use a big word, about it. There's something beautiful about it. So I don't know. I thought, since you're here and you brought your instrument, maybe you could play something, or we could we could talk about different songs.
God is a creative being, and He made us to be creative, you know.
Amen.
Everyone has the abilities to create, you know. And so I hear these things. I hear these instrumentals in my head. And right before Bob Jones always used to say, in that place I go of a morning, where I go in, that place I go into of a morning.
Of a morning.
Yeah. And that right before I woke up, I heard this song a couple of weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. So better use my pick, so I'm more used to playing it, but I like it with my thumb. But
now, is that a song precious? That came
to you originally that it just kind of drops into your head from someplace?
Yep. That's how I get most of the instrumentals that I do. I don't just sit around.
I consider that cheating. I just want you to know, folks, that's cheating. Yeah. You didn't. I mean, seriously, what an amazing thing. What a gift. What an absolute gift that you just. It just comes to you. Because, you know, you hear this, that Mozart and others, that just that they hear melodies or Beethoven. And that happens to you.
Yeah. When I got a hold of that verse where King David was singing "Near My God to Thee," no, he wasn't singing.
No, stop it! But, I know what you're going to say.
Playing his harp before Saul, and demons would leave Saul, and Saul would be in his right mind.
Yep.
When I heard that, I said, "Lord, that was an old covenant experience. We got a better covenant on this end because of you." Now I want
we got
you to
the Holy
sing
Ghost.
Me. Yes, I want these songs. I want. Wow. I mean, what's King David been doing in heaven all these years?
Wow.
He ain't sitting on his thumbs. He's creating music, and I think those that take it by force, those that take—that's part of the kingdom. Is on earth as it is in heaven. I mean, these things are in heaven. Why can't we have them here so we can bless people that don't know the Lord?
Well, it's amazing that the song you just played, which you said you just kind of heard, you know, out of nowhere.
Doesn't it have a spirit to it?
Well, the thing about it is it reminds me of almost a Revolutionary War era song.
Right.
It has that, it could have come from that from that era.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I wanted to touch on your wife and the Whites. Did they not play with T-Bone Burnett in "Oh Brother, Where Art Thou"?
They did. They were in that movie, "Oh Brother, Where Art Thou," and they toured, did a bunch of the tours that they did. For "Down from the Mountain" was the name of the tours, and actually came to Carnegie Hall, you know, here. And so,
kind of sorry I missed that one.
Yeah, that was a great one. And but they're amazing singers, and you know, we've been married 41 years.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Consecutively?
Yes.
Wow. That's very impressive.
Yeah.
So what's the song on there? I don't know if you want to play that one, "I'll Fly Away." That's a beautiful, beautiful song.
It was "Keep on the Sunny Side." That's the one that's old Carter Family
that
song
is,
here again, just gleaning
that
from
amazing?
That old stuff.
That is so that is so amazing.
And they'd been singing that song for years, but that's the one that they want, the brothers, the Coen brothers, and T-Bone wanted them to do is something that we know that we've been singing it for 30 years.
Is that right?
Yeah, so they did. Yeah,
it's just some of that music. I mean, I love gospel, bluegrass, and some of those songs they could just make you cry.
Yep.
I'm trying to think now which ones do I have on my. We're going to go to a break, and I'll try to remember those songs when we come back.
Eyes are filled with bitter tears. Lord, I ain't been home in years. Got the Highway 40 blues.
With the overturn of Roe v. Wade, lots of companies are coming out saying they'll pay for employee abortion travel and expenses. Most of you have heard about some of these companies. You've decided to stop shopping or doing business there, but did you know that you most likely own stock in those companies through your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts? Folks, this is a huge problem, and we need to do something about this to send a message to Wall Street through our investments. You need to go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric and get a free Inspire Impact Report. This biblical investment analysis will educate you on what's really in your investment accounts, like companies paying for abortion travel. You need to go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric to connect with an Inspire Advisors financial professional who can run your report and help remove companies paying for abortion travel today. Go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric. That's inspireadvisors.com/Eric. Advisory services are offered through Inspire Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC. MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever and just in time for Christmas. For a limited time, get the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, a set of pillowcases for only $9.98, and rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more. All the biggest discounts of the year are happening right now, so don't miss out. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ERIC or call 1-800-978-3057. And you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98. And get all your shopping done now while quantities last. Again, use code ERIC and save MyPillow.com. Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to Ricky Skaggs. Look, he's right here. 15 Grammy Awards. It's hard, not to officially be a legend once you get more than 10 Grammy Awards. You've been given the National Medal of Arts by the president in 2021. You've played everywhere with everybody. In 2020, I wanted to get to this, you had quadruple bypass surgery.
Yeah. Three just wasn't enough. I had to go for four.
So were you going to die? What's going on? How are you doing right now?
I'm doing great.
Seem pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm doing really good. I was so thankful to have it done, you know, and get it taken care of.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just getting real weak, you know, going through the, you know, when we did, most of the time we take a bus when we go on the road, but there's sometimes, you know, going to Los Angeles or going somewhere in California, you just kind of got to fly, you know, to get out there. And so going through airports with a mandolin on one shoulder, my shoulder bag on the other, you know, and trying to get from gate to gate, you know, a little shortness of breath there. And so anyway, went and had it checked, and which is, you know, amazing that they, once they checked it, they realized that I had a few little blockages. And then they did a deeper check and realized that they couldn't do it, that it had to be surgery. So anyway, but that was great, and I'm thankful the Lord brought me through that. You know, he told me, he said, you know, the devil is not going to steal you. He is not going to take 1 second of your life until you've completed everything that I've called you to do, you know. He appeared to me three times.
What?
In a vision, I saw him three different times.
Wait a minute. You saved us for our last segment. You saw the Lord three times in a vision. Can you share a little more? That's just amazing.
He said, I'm here to fight for you. And when I saw him, I'd seen him other times, you know, in visions and stuff. The first time I saw him was in, he appeared on the ceiling in Kansas City. Graham Kendrick was up leading worship, and me and Rick Joyner and James Ryle and Ed McGlasson, who was a Vineyard pastor, we were all sitting together, and, you know, I just happened to look up, and on the ceiling was the Lord's face. And that scripture where the Lord inhabits the praises of his people, when the worship would get really intense, his face would get really intense.
Now, were you the only one seeing this?
No, Rick saw it, and James Ryle and Ed saw it. And James, you know, did a picture with an ink pen, drew it out, what he saw. And, you know, it was before iPhones. You know, we couldn't like, oh, man, I'm going to get the Lord, you know. And so anyway, but that I keep that in my Bible all the time. And but this time when I saw him, he looked different. He looked so regal. He looked so kingly.
This is 2 years ago.
Yeah. He looked so kingly. There was just a look on his face that was, he knew exactly who he was, that he was the King of all kings. He was the host of the heavenly armies of God. And he was there to let me know. And he said, I'm yours and you are mine. And the devil is not going to take 1 second of your life until you've completed everything I've called you to do.
Now, see, I want everybody who's listening to understand, folks, this is not for Ricky Skaggs. This is for every single one of us.
That's right.
The Lord wants to have a relationship with every single one of us. You need to know that. And if you don't, you need to ask him to show you
whatever he wants to show you. Give him your life, because, you know, when I hear things like this, how God, how merciful he is that he wants to encourage you. You're at death's door, and he wants to encourage you.
Yeah.
And he wants to do things like that with every single one of us.
That's right. He does. He's no respecter of people, of persons, you know. But I guess he knew that I needed to see him. I needed that, you know, and I did. Lord knows I was fearful. Not fearful that I was going to die. I didn't feel like that, you know. But just him showing up like that, just, man, it was amazing.
Well, speaking of amazing, there's a song everybody knows the lyrics to, Amazing Grace. Actually, I had the chutzpah, which is a New York word, when I spoke at the 2012 prayer breakfast, to end it by leading 2,500 people in singing Amazing Grace a cappella with the president and all the other crazies that were seated up there on the dais. But everybody seems to know that song. Maybe we could sing that a little bit on our way out, or just a, it's just so beautiful.
Yes, it is.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now see.
Yeah, man, that's awesome.
Who wrote that? That is such a beautiful
that
song.
Is,
and there's so many beautiful. John Newton.
John
I'm saying it's never clear to me, did he just write the lyrics or did he also write the music or whatever? But it's such a. It's one of those songs that it says it all.
Yeah,
how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Until you understand you're a wretch in need of saving, until you understand that you're broken and you need Jesus to heal you, you're not getting it because you can't come to him in your strength.
No.
And so that's why that song is so special, probably to so many people. But Ricky, we're out of time. Listen, it's just a joy to get this time with you. I praise God for you. Thank you for sharing your story and for. Bouncing around the history of music with me. It's just fun and a blessing. And I'm looking forward to seeing you tonight on the stage at Carnegie Hall. Now, people want to find you, you can go to rickyskaggs.com. I highly recommend it. Ricky, my brother, God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. It's great to get to know you and have a friendship beginning with you. It's just awesome. Thank you. Love what you do.
Folks, welcome back. Albin, because it's Christmas, I keep wanting to throw out Christmas gift ideas. Now, listen, maybe people think it would be self-serving for me to recommend my own books as Christmas gifts, but believe me, folks, I didn't write the books to make money. I wrote the books because God created me to be a writer and to tell these stories. I'm very proud of them. You can get most of my books. You can get them anywhere, but you can get them at mystore.com, which is Mike Lindell's website. There's all kinds of wacky products there, but mystore.com, you can get my books. You can get a Bonhoeffer poster, which, by the way, it's glorious. It's beautiful. It really is amazing. So I just want to recommend my books because I listen, if I could give them away for free, and sometimes I do, I want to get the word out to people about the heroes I've written about the substance of our faith being how rational it is to believe in the God of the Bible. And so I wrote his atheism. So anyway, those are my books. But if you do go to mystore.com and you decide, well, maybe I don't want to get Eric's book today, there are a zillion other crazy,
products. Alvin, you and I are like laughing ourselves sick looking at these. They have the Tick Patrol tick remover.
Yeah.
You know, who doesn't want a tick remover? Who wants ticks? Let's be honest. Very few people actually desire ticks. Well, the Tick Patrol tick remover, you can get it at mystore.com. Use the code Eric. And I'm not going to tell you about it because it's just too, it's too real. It's too real. But
is it tweezers maybe to get rid of the ticks?
No, it's it works. Stop ticks in their tracks with the Tick Patrol tick remover. Freedom 4-pack removes ticks head and all. A lot of these tick removers, you know, they just give you the semblance of tick removal. This removes the actual entire tick head and all. So, you know, if you're a camper or you're on tick patrol, you know, this is important stuff, but there's all kinds of other stuff. They've got so many products. They have the Breathtaker tongue cleaner.
Oh,
they also have an amazing temporary tooth replacement. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
No.
If you're missing a tooth, you have to go to mystore.com, browse around. Just don't forget to use the code Eric when you buy these things. But it says with amazing temporary tooth. That's the title. With amazing temporary tooth, it's easy to fill that missing tooth with a realistic looking tooth that is comfortable and will give you the confidence to smile again. This is not made up. There are 15 to 20 temporary teeth in every product. I think you have to look into this. All right. Now we need to get serious for a minute.
Yeah.
We keep saying this because we believe in it. If you really want to give a gift that is not goofy or not practical, but that's just beautiful, you can participate in freeing a slave. We are partnering with CSI, Christian Solidarity International. If you go to the link on our website, metaxastalk.com, whatever you give helps free slaves. This is real. We've talked about it on this program. I keep saying I want to encourage everyone, please, to participate. Whatever you give, your name goes into a hat, and we're going to draw 8 grand prize winners. So if you just are a kid or you just want to, you know, they want to give $10, we want to put all your names in a hat. Anybody who gives $10,000, I want to have dinner with you or spend the evening with you. I keep throwing that out there. Anybody gives $1,000, which will free 4 slaves. We want to reward you and thank you in person. When you come to the radio studio, we'd be delighted to have you there, but you have to go to metaxastalk.com. This is just the greatest Christmas gift, folks. Anything, any amount you give, metaxastalk.com. You'll see the banner right at the top of the page. Please be generous. This is an amazing, amazing, amazing thing. God bless you.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.